Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
Well, let us continue our election coverage now, but building up to September's general election. This morning we speak to someone who was an MHK for a decade, actually, before losing his seat in Russia, now bidding for a return to Manx politics. A resident in the capital for the past 4 years, he will contest East Douglas. Good morning, Quentin Gill.
Good morning, Maramai James.
I think you were a mariner in the Royal Navy at one stage. I think a red coat too, member of the Territorial Army. Useful background for a politician, potentially, is it?
Well, it certainly does teach you certain basic skills which stay with you in life, whichever occupation or vocation you go into. And particularly the Royal Navy, it teaches you to do your duty, be clear what your duty is, and also sometimes just to do what you're told when it's the necessary thing.
Well, you served Russian for 10 years between 2001 and 2011. You must have missed the cutting thrust of Manx politics because you wouldn't be coming back otherwise. What can you offer to the people of East Douglas that the people of Russian didn't feel you could sufficiently last time?
Well, it's true that in the last election I was fourth out of a large selection of candidates. I wasn't returned, but I did receive a very good vote. Certainly in terms of electorate around the island, it was an extremely good vote. So I don't think I was rejected. I do think, however, that the skills that I can offer to Douglas are very much those of a track record of being independent, a total commitment to the role, and also my experience that you've mentioned.
Uncertain political times, economically as well. How well do you think the present administration's handled the challenges of the past 5 years?
Well, I think the general view that I've picked up over the past 5 years is this has been an administration which, wherever possible, has put decisions off. They've made some bizarre and frankly expensive decisions. Whether that's doing their best is a matter for them to defend, but certainly they've left a lot of difficult decisions for the next administration to pick up, and they will have to deal with them. We can't keep putting off important decisions.
You've been critical of governments in recent years. Was that sour grapes because you were never made a minister?
No, it's not sour grapes. The reason I'm not a minister, you'd have to ask Chief Minister Tony Brown. Would I have wanted to be in his administration? Frankly, not really. Would I want to be a minister in this administration? Only if they were actually doing their job better. I don't say that that's sour grapes because I think there are certain ministers, and I think of initially of Graham Cregeen, June Watterson, who have actually applied themselves and undertaken their roles very wholeheartedly. But there are other ministers who I'm not allowed to name because I'm a civil servant. I'm not allowed to make personal comments, which would be inappropriate anyway, who frankly have not stepped up to the role.
Well, you've been on the outside in recent times, you say. Do you feel the public is completely divorced from what's going on?
Well, I hope they're not completely divorced. If they listen to this programme, probably they're not, because they listen to the nation's station talking about what's the most important thing for us, which is our political, our policies, our very well-being.
How do you impact on them, though, as a candidate on politics, that it's relevant to their life, relevant to their future?
Well, those candidates, such as myself, when we said, I'm not interested in politics. Well, you're interested in how much tax you pay. You're interested in how much charges you have to pay for things. You're interested in education. You're interested in having a good health service when you need it. So everybody should have an interest in politics. It doesn't have to be an active interest like I have, but we have to say to people on the doorstep, this is an important election. Everybody says every general election is the most important. Everybody says the last government's the worst ever. But this really is an important election because at the moment we are spending considerably more than we're earning. We're on a road to bankruptcy. And unless we address that...
Well, the road to bankruptcy is strong. 5 difficult years ahead, no doubt about that, no question. There are already 6 candidates in this constituency, so it is something of a free-for-all. Why East Douglas? Because obviously you stood in West Douglas last time. It almost seems that you're desperate to return to politics at wherever the vacancy.
I'm keen to return to active politics because it's in my blood, it's in my heart. Why East Douglas? Because that's where I intend to buy a property when I move permanently to Douglas. I live permanently in Douglas, but when I actually move to Douglas in my own property, that's where I'll be living.
Quentin Gill, candidate for East Douglas, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, James.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys general election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.